NRCS Idaho releases the February 2022 Water Supply Outlook Report. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. And I called NRCS spokesperson Mindy Rambo.
Daniel Tappa, hydrologist and data collection officer for NRCS Snow Survey in Idaho, said, while temperature inversions and cloud cover dominated January for most of Idaho's lower elevation valleys, the mountains largely received the opposite, slightly warmer than normal temperatures and many bluebird days. Warmer temperatures combined with little snowfall throughout January has resulted in an unusually dense snowpack for this time of year. This is important because snowpack density is closely related to the potential for snowmelt to begin. The higher the density, the closer the snowpack is to reaching what's called an isothermic state, which happens before the widespread snowmelt occurs. The good news is that the sun angle is still relatively low in the sky, which means there's relatively low energy input into the snowpack. Tappa further noted that additional snowfall will help to prevent the earlier than normal snowmelt.
Forecasts favor above normal spring and summer runoff for the vast majority of Idaho. This is likely because of the healthy water year total precipitation and current snowpack that remains above normal in most areas. However, if the current dry spell continues during February, we can expect significant decreases in streamflow forecasts by March 1st. I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.